The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, March 24, 2022. For the peoples of our America, People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, Sasha Llorente. During the meeting, the Cuban leader reaffirmed his country's willingness to back progress and development of regional mechanism and champion unity against attempts of external interference. The ALBA TCP's achievements were reviewed, as well as actions taken for future. According to official information, Mr. Llorente thanked Cuba for its contribution to the political agreement and ratified his strong rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. More than 500,000 syringes will be sent to Cuba from Spain as part of a solidarity campaign, said sources from the organizers of these donations. The initiative, led by the NGO Sodepaz, joined by the State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, received this week the last contribution from the Catalan Development Cooperation Fund, which granted 43,881 euros for this purpose, according to the digital site Cuba Información. These are funds from several Catalan municipalities for the project, syringes for Cuba, support for the COVID-19 vaccination campaign in Havana City, said Jose Manzaneda. The project was presented by the Casal de Amistad Am Cuba de Badalona, a solidarity entity integrated in the platform Defensem Cuba. Manzaneda recalled that Cuba submitted since 1962 to an iron economic, financial, and commercial blockade by the United States, last year made an appeal to international solidarity to bring forward the vaccination plans for its entire population in view of the need to buy syringes and needles in a very short period of time. From Europe, the NGO Medicuba Switzerland set the challenge of acquiring, among the European solidarity groups, 10 million syringes, a target that was exceeded. A large delegation of the Cuba Cooperation France Association, CubaCoop, is traveling to the island this Thursday to promote collaboration projects in sectors such as food security, hydraulic resources, culture, and sports. Speaking to Prensa Latina some few hours before flying to Caribbean nation, CubaCoop's president Victor Fernandez shared the expectations of the visit scheduled until April 7, which will represent a new chapter in the already long history of work on Cuban soil by the association founded in 1995. Fernandez explained that the trip is part of CubaCoop's vision to address two axes, the political solidarity in the face of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on the Caribbean country for more than 60 years, and the economic support with concrete initiatives that contribute to boost development. The agenda in Cuba also includes bringing the 15 Havana municipalities closer to a specific French locality in order to develop mutually beneficial actions. And in the international agenda, we have that the Forum Regional Expectations of Business Activity is the focus of the second day of the international fair, Expo Comer, to be held in Panama until March 26. The so-called Showcase of World Trade continues this Thursday with the opening of Expo Logistics, a parallel event alongside Expo Tourism. Leading the organizing committee, Juan José Dutari told Prensa Latina that it will be an innovative event and will show that this fair is the axis of development of others such as tourism itself and regional and global trade. During the opening of Expo Comer on Wednesday, President Laurentino Cortizo emphasized that the face-to-face celebration of this meeting is a sign of the economic development of Panama after 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, leaders of the Mexican Association of Trucking Organizations, Amotap gave a month's deadline to the country's authorities to fulfill their demands, such as greater security and revision of toll rate. In a press release, the union reports that the day before, they gathered at the official newspaper facilities and the authorities engaged to hold future meetings, the first one of which will be held this Thursday with officials of the Ministry of Infrastructure, Communications, and Transportation. Later, they will do it with the Ministry of Economy, the Tax Administration Service, and Roads and Federal Bridges, but they will have to act within the term established in the meeting. These are good steps, the text points out, but if they do not fulfill the demands within a month as truckers are demanding, they will carry out new actions. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.